get this thing started. We got a couple things we got to talk about. But Carlos, great to have you back here again.
Yeah, it's nice to be back.
It's been a long time, you know?
Right?
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been. It's been a while.
About 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, about 5 minutes. Yeah.
I don't want to bore when it does the 2-hour podcast. That's why I had to break it up.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. That's fair. I honestly felt like I was on a sports channel for a second there.
Why?
Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back in the studio, Carlos.
Yeah. So we got the Red Sox.
Red Sox, yeah, right. No, speaking of that, I mean, we're talking about Atlanta because I was just in Atlanta last.
Yeah, you were saying that you went to a game.
Yeah.
Was it a game or?
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves are playing. Yeah. Actually, a lot of times when we go to Atlanta, we go to Atlanta for a woodworking show.
Okay.
Every 2 years. And every time we've gone, the Atlanta Braves are always out of town. They're never playing in the stadium.
Yeah.
This time, my brother really wanted to go, and I wanted to go because I've never been to a stadium like that before.
Yeah.
And we actually got tickets to go that Tuesday night.
Okay.
But it was definitely a different experience going to a ball game. I've never been to one before.
I really have to ask, how is a woodworking convention? How is that?
Big. It's massive. You want to see it on here? I have footage.
Yeah, sure.
I'll show you all the robotics and everything we did with it.
Yeah.
Okay, basically what that show is bringing in all the manufacturers from around the world. We got machines from Germany to come in. That's our main manufacturer.
Okay.
We've got machines coming in from Italy.
Yeah.
Some from Japan, some from China. Everybody has their own setup station there with the machines there.
Okay.
Every machine is different because we got a beam saw, which is basically a program that cuts a 4x8 sheet of plywood, and it cuts all the parts up for it one by one and tags it. And then a CNC is something you put the piece of wood on, and it makes all the little holes for your shelves and whatnot. You got an edge bander that puts the finished edges on it.
Yep.
You got a dowel machine that puts dowels on it. There's levels to that. There's levels to it. But basically, they put all the machinery there together, and they show off their latest and greatest inventions and all the new technologies they have in the machines. So every 2 years, we always go there and look and see what new machinery or what new inventions they have at the show. But this year, the Atlanta Braves were finally playing when we were there. And I'd never been to one, so I always wanted to go with my brother and my dad. We went.
Yeah.
And it was a good bonding experience. We haven't done that in a long time to spend time together.
Yeah.
And it was a good experience. We had a seat right in front of the dugout.
Okay.
And there's a net on top, but there was a kid actually in front of me.
Yeah.
He was waving for a baseball. He kept waving the guy. Yeah. We were in front of the away team, so obviously they don't like us, obviously.
Yeah,
they're waving, and one guy actually finally saw the kid and threw the ball over the fence, and it came right at me. I'm like,
no kidding.
I got up, reached my hand and grabbed it.
Yeah.
Me being me, I just gave it to the kid because I have no use.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And the kid wanted it more than me did.
Yeah.
And the father was proud that I gave it to him. Like, well, I don't need it. He wants it more. He was wanting it more than I did.
Yeah.
I don't want to get some dickheads to know my baseball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was a fun experience. I actually caught two that night.
Nice.
He threw another one. The other one was too far. It was too fast. He went right off my hands and skimmed past me. But, I mean, I didn't need the baseball.
At least he caught one ball.
I got a free bobblehead, too.
Oh, nice.
An Outcast. It was supposed to come today. It didn't come in today. It's an Outcast bobblehead with Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
Yeah.
Little free bobblehead we got with it. So
that's cool.
That was fun. I'm not a big baseball fan, but going in person was definitely a different experience than being actually on TV watching it.
Yeah, it's always interesting, you know, going to a sport events where a bunch of grown men play with balls.
In general, any sporting events is fun to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, I don't play any sports that involves balls with it.
Yeah, neither do I. Unless you count pool.
Well, I do play with bars, though, too, at the gym.
That's
kind of stick figure-ish.
But that's just a, you know, heavy, yeah.
Go on to that. But, with the Atlanta trip, too, we've also, there was the Coca-Cola Museum was there as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was actually pretty cool.
It was pretty, with the flavors of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a Surge there.
Yeah, did they?
Remember Surge?
Yeah, I remember Surge.
It was a grape flavor.
Oh. Yeah.
They only had it there, though.
Huh.
I wanted to take my water jug and fill it up and bring it back, but
they should have.
They wouldn't let me.
Nah.
No outside, no inside, no taking drinks out of the place.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I mean, it was cool. I never went to that. I know I went to the aquarium last time. That was pretty cool, actually, too.
Atlanta Aquarium is pretty nice.
That's one of the biggest ones they have.
Yeah, I did that one. It was. I had a bad time there, but overall, it was really cool.
What, were you sick or something?
No, I was fighting with my ex-girlfriend the whole time.
Yeah, it happens.
Kind of makes a bad time.
Yeah. It's,
but,
Yeah, that's definitely a big aquarium. It had the big tank there and everything.
Yeah, yeah, the big tanks are over there. It was really fun. Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah. The aquarium's nice. The Coca-Cola Museum was nice, too. They had supposedly had the secret vault. I think I have the picture of it. They had a vault there, but I don't know if that's a real vault or not. I think it's fake.
I mean,
I think it was just up.
That's like Disney's head being in the bottom of Magic
Kingdom. That's just like duplicate, I think it was.
Yeah.
And the kid, the little kid put his hand on the print. Is it back away?
Oh my God.
the alarm about to go off. Like, oh.
That's funny. I'm
glad he did it, not me.
Yeah. Oh man, but, that's too funny.
Yeah, that was fun. Actually, every morning I had to wake up early to go grab breakfast, and we would actually go and. I got some good footage from the park here. I'll show it to you guys.
Did you go to that diner? I can't remember it. There's a famous diner over there in Atlanta where they filmed a TV show. I can't remember what it is.
When I was at the airport, I got some chicken and waffles from Ludacris's place.
Oh, nice.
Called Chicken and Beers Restaurant.
Yeah, how was it?
It's good.
Yeah?
Not bad chicken. Oh, yeah. Nice. This was the footage I took from that. That's from the Coca-Cola and the aquarium area. I shot that in 4K, actually.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was before sunrise. I just took that and got kicked out of there by a Coca-Cola person. But they... The machinery, I mean, obviously, you know, I use AI a lot for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I was more intrigued or interested in seeing what they have integrated into the machinery nowadays.
Yeah.
And they actually do have robotics there that takes the wood off the machine, puts it on a different machine and of that sort of nature.
Takes the man labor out of it.
Yeah, you want guess how much that is?
Probably like $100,000.
Keep going up.
$200,000.
Keep going up.
About a mil?
Yeah, about a mil. About a mil, you either get a hired worker or you got $1 million to put onto it. You know, pick your choice.
I don't know, I much hire the worker.
Yeah, the worker, the machine don't have sick day unless the machine breaks on you. Then you got some real problems.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, that worker is costing you a lot less than, well, maybe not.
What?
I mean, how many years are you going to get out of the machine versus the worker?
Dude, you can get at least 20 years out of those machines. Those are workhorses, I would admit that. Even those machines are about $300,000, $250,000.
I mean, how much would a woodworker cost per year?
Yeah, a little cheaper than that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends. I see it as an average person working out of their truck's not going to get a robotic in their shop.
No.
Versus a
big corporation. You're talking multi-million-dollar... you know, company getting those kind of things.
Yeah, big corporate places doing that.
Right.
I'm trying to find the robotics. Oh, here's one. Yeah, this is a robotic that it had. And that was a...
Yeah, it's a giant CNC machine. Right,
well, that one picks up the wood and takes it over to the... and sorts it out one by one. It puts a tag on it, too.
What?
Yeah, it does all of that nature. There was one that was an AI driven that's part of a Dow machine. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, it's this one. This one picks it up too and puts it on the Dow and does all that nature. This is an AI driven one. So this is one that's in the development stage. I think they got a lot of they got a lot of learning to do with AI. I think it's in the elementary stage right now.
Yeah.
But I told my brother, I told him about 5-10 years it'll be the next big thing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Standard.
I mean, I've seen it even, you know, in small things with a lot of people that do CNC work. Just having all that precision.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, having everything automated is definitely makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, downside what is it? I forget what is it called. Like it starts with a K. The Kuna robots, I think it is.
I don't know. I just know this is going to be scary when it comes full time.
I mean, yeah.
We haven't seen robots yet there, but I think soon.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
One of those things, speaking of that, you know, with AI and everything,
yeah.
There was an article I came across that NVIDIA is running out of space. NVIDIA is running out of space. Like, they're building like dedicated data centers for AI.
Okay.
And apparently their new release like chips and stuff like that they're coming out for this stuff is literally gonna hold its weight for like the next 10 years.
Okay.
You know, it's gonna just be absolutely mind blowing.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting.
See that what do they up. Hold as data? Like their data, or like what are you talking about?
It's basically like they're having dedicated data centers that are just nothing but just CPU farms.
Oh, okay.
Render farms for AI and for the models and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, we were looking because we have an issue. Well, it's not my issue. It's more my brother, and they like doing things easier when it comes to, okay, say you're in a room, they want to measure the plumbing height, measure the electrical heights, and wall to wall.
Yeah.
Now, I told them in the future, AI, they're going to have an AI program where it just takes a picture of the wall and it gives you pinpoint everything.
You just LiDAR everything.
You could LiDAR it too, yeah.
Yeah, they have, you can use Matador to do all that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, if you ever get a chance.
You're going to have to show me because Ryan wants to use it.
Yeah, yeah, just point them over towards Matador or even, we have LiDAR on our phones.
No, I think he tried that. It didn't work.
It didn't work out too
Matador,
well?
Matador, like the bull?
Matador.
There's a bull named Matador.
I think it might be with a T.
Yeah, because they had lasers, and the laser itself, like, hooked up to a laptop, which they didn't want to do is take a laptop and a laser on the job site and just tear up the equipment on environments that's not meant for it.
Yeah, no, these, they use them a lot for real estate, for doing 3D walkthroughs.
Yeah, yeah.
They use them a lot for pre-planned.
Yeah, that's just something that he was looking into. I know we were looking logistic-wise of having an automated system for material.
Matterport.
Matterport?
Matterport.
Matterport.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they look just like this.
Oh, the Matterport Pro 2, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into that. I'll bookmark it and look into it later.
Yeah, it's great for 3D scans and stuff like that.
Okay.
I've seen some people use it on bone structures,
okay,
where it's just nothing but just the frames and stuff, okay, and able to scan in everything and then bring it in the CAD.
Oh, okay.
And you know, you can actually put in your diagrams and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
yeah, I've seen scanners of people would scan concrete and they just look below it and see a pipe and things of that
nature.
Yeah,
I've seen people doing that, especially with doing like utility scans and stuff like that with what is it called? I got a buddy of mine that works in surveying, so he does this all. He does that kind of stuff a lot.
Yeah.
So it's fun, interesting things.
Yeah, I mean, even at this convention, I'll show you some video. There was also they do hardware and they do doors and whatnot. Because I'll show you this glass door that they did. Quite nice, actually. I just what it is one section has machinery,
mm-hmm,
and the other section has more of hardware and assembly of things of that nature. Because some of them would do this is like a shower setup they had there, which is an indoor shower pretty much with the walls and all that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's actually a model they have set up there. They've got those and vanities too. There's another vanity too. It's actually pretty nice.
That is nice.
And then have like a closet door. This is a wine rack actually. It has a wine rack. This one's better. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, it's a wine rack they had there. It's a glass wine rack indoor, which is pretty cool. I don't know if it was refrigerated or not, but.
That's still pretty cool, though.
Yeah, looked pretty cool. I don't know. We didn't see any new machinery other than just having new Windows computers put on them, pretty much. There's nothing new of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what else? You know, when I was in a hotel, there was a cool setup. Looked like a podcast setup I wanted to show you.
Yeah, I saw that on the board. I was like, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. It's like this podcast. Minimize this. Yeah, it was like a podcast setup. You notice how you got the little thing there? So I was just saying, just take the wall, middle wall down. Yeah, stop it. You take the middle wall down, you could have a big studio back there.
That would honestly be really cool to have just a couple of like comfy couches like that. And, you know, have it in a setting like this, but more comfortable.
Like you have one person. Yeah. You have one person on one seat and then your two guests on the other seat.
Yeah.
You have the TV there.
Yeah.
That's some idea. I was just bored one day and I saw that. I was like, well,
yeah,
I'll take a picture. It looks cool. You know what I mean?
It does look cool. Like that would be pretty sweet actually.
Yeah. And, it's funny. I was at the first day, it was the Worth booth. I don't know if you know the company Worth or not. Mm-mm. They, they're a big multi-million-dollar operation, and they actually
worth it.
I call them worthless, but they're not worthless. They're it's a meme. It's a meme. They're good people. I like Worth. They're a good company, but they actually had a they had a NASCAR driver there, which you obviously are a big NASCAR fan.
Yeah,
but their past champion Ryan Blaney walked by like nonchalantly. I was walking one way, he was walking the other way. I was like, damn, looks like Ryan Blaney. He had the curly hair.
Yeah.
He was just skinnier. He's just a race car driver.
Yeah.
But he was walking towards the Worth booth, and I actually went there and talked to him for like 5-10 minutes. He was actually cool about it. He wasn't like one of those stuck up people. No. He's a millionaire. He's walking by casually, you know.
That's so nice. I love when you meet people that, you know, definitely very established in any type of entertainment and they come off like just as regular Joe Schmo people.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's him there. Take a picture with him.
Did you? Oh, sorry. There you go.
Yeah, it's me and him. Yeah. That's his car there, the Worth booth. But yeah, he's much, he's very humble in person. Yeah. He's not a.
He looks so bulked up next to him.
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's just I'm a bigger build than him. That's why.
I know, but it's just it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a, I don't know. It was just nice to meet somebody who was down to earth like that. I'm not a big Ford person or a driver, his team, but it's still, he was cool.
That's
to
catch. Unfortunate.
I'm a Chevrolet person.
No. I mean, it's unfortunate that he's with Ford.
Dude, he's got Penske. He has a big team.
Oh,
well, Penske's big in IndyCar. They own Indianapolis, so.
You know, I guess that makes up for
he's
it.
He's on a good team. At least he's on an American Ford, not Toyota, so.
Yeah.
Why you like Toyota racing?
I don't like Toyota racing at all.
No, I like Chevrolet, but he was a good person. I talked to him because his last race, he actually got screwed out of the brickyard.
Okay.
So supposedly, you want to hear the whole story?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so there was two cars. This is two laps to go.
Okay. There's
the two front row, he's on the outside.
Yeah.
There's a car on the inside.
Yeah.
The car on the inside runs out of gas. This is coming out of the corner, ready to start the race. The car in front runs out of gas, so he goes out the way, goes to pit. In NASCAR rules, the person who's behind comes in front.
Okay.
But obviously Ryan didn't like that because whenever you are on the outside, you can't pass on the outside. You gotta be on the inside of the corner to pass.
Right.
So Kyle Larson, who's my favorite driver, he got to the inside.
Yeah.
And obviously when he got to the inside, it took off. He obviously went away and he drove away from him.
Yeah.
And technically, you know, Ryan thought it was his right away to have his front row because the person who let off, he should have got the inside. It was just a big misunderstanding.
Oh,
but
man.
It's a NASCAR rule, so it's just rules are rules, but I mean,
yeah,
I'd be mad too because the Brickyard's a big race, and his owner owns the track too.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So he was trying to win that race. He's just unfortunate, but I mean, I told him it is what it is. He told me the same thing too. So
things happen.
Yeah. Well, he was cool about it. It's nice to meet people who are, I guess, that famous and they're really humble about it.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, yeah, it's definitely get that.
You don't meet a lot of famous people often. You know what I mean? Unless you got like the status,
like I when I worked in the theme parks, you'd see him a lot. You get the.
I did see Hulk Hogan one time. This was like years ago.
Right on.
When he was 6'6", not 6'2" now.
I think the nicest famous person I've ever met, I think, was Ryan Reynolds. Didn't really meet him, but seen him in the same building, same area, and he was just smiling.
Was he dating that Blake chick?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, he's funny. I mean, I don't know him personally, so I mean,
I mean, I feel like he would be a great guy to know personally. Honestly,
what does one person or one celebrity want to have a beer with or a drink with? Just talk to
Hugh Jackman.
Is that the guy from X-Men?
The Wolverine guy, yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like he's got some like war stories without actually being in a war.
What? Yeah, yeah. He's done. He's like, what, 40s? How old is he? 60s something? Or 40s, 50s?
No, I would say in his 50s. I would definitely say in his 50s.
Hugh Jackman, he said?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
I'll look it up. Hugh Jackman. He looks jacked. All that TRT he's taken. What, you think he's natural?
I don't know.
No. The man's 55 years old. You see how jacked he is?
I mean, we can only pray to look like that when we're 55.
No, you're not going to look like that when you're 55. You got to be on some TRT. Cross you, okay?
I'm good, man. I'm cracking up over my own.
I'll airdrop that photo to you later, okay?
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate it.
One person I like to probably talk to is Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting one.
Because he'd have a lot of Rocky moments. And
I don't think I could sit down with him. Just because I would start I would start mocking him.
No, I would start mocking Arnold. Arnold next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just walk up to Sylvester and just be like, Adrian.
Yeah.
Adrian.
Yeah. Either him or maybe Jason Statham, but too.
Statham would be interesting.
Yeah, he's an interesting person.
Yeah.
I think him or between him and Jonah Hill's a good actor. One of those two is my favorite actors.
Yeah, Jonah Hill would be. I feel like he would be a fun person to smoke a joint with.
Clint Eastwood would be a good person to talk to as well.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that would be a good one, too.
From the 60s.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who else.
Be a tough thing to talk about, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just to have, I mean, you always talk about, you know, random celebrities.
So who's about somebody who died you think you'd want to talk to?
Einstein.
Yeah, Einstein would be a good one.
Yeah. I feel like it would just...
That movie in Oppenheimer, I really liked it. Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good... I really liked the adaptation that they did with Einstein in there.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Yeah. Even though it was a three-hour movie, I still watched the whole thing.
It was a great movie. Yeah. Would I watch it again?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't want to watch it
again. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe in like a year or so, I would probably watch it again.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I don't know if I could tough it out. You know,
it's just crazy what they did back in the day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They couldn't get with that nowadays.
Oh, man, you... Shit. How many things you... Oh, my Lord. You'd be thrown in the jail so quick.
Well, then again, look, they almost tried to kill Trump, too, so...
That's a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole nother can of worms.
We are out of time today.
Out of time for that, yeah. Maybe when Chris comes back, we'll talk more. He'll talk about that, too.
Yeah, I'm curious to see his take on that.
Yeah, I had a whole layup for him to talk about stuff, too. Like the stock market crashing and everything.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God.
You see that?
Speaking of that, dude, the crypto crash, too.
Yeah.
Actually just happened like 2 days ago. Like, I opened up my wallet, and I was practically zeroed out.
Jeez.
Like, everything dropped down to pennies.
That's crazy.
And I was like, wow. Today was already starting off rough, and it just made it so much rougher. Yeah. I literally deleted my crypto app. Because I was like, I just don't want to look at it, because there went $500.
Yeah, I was talking to Chris. Chris was buying at dip prices last, I think, Friday.
Yeah.
Because they were really low. I told him, just you might as well buy it now. He's like, yeah, buy a little dip now.
Yeah, I was going to buy on dip, but I was like, you know what? This has been, it's been dipping and no big gains, just very subtle.
I think with the...
And then dipping lower.
I think the election's coming up and the conflicts they're having overseas is going to be a big factor of... Yeah. The stocks.
Oh, yeah. Stocks, and then the stocks eventually influence the crypto.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how much one country's elections influences everything around the world.
One event does it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, even though we are the, I guess, level or leverage of the whole entire world when it comes to the economy.
Even though we're like the brokest.
We are the brokers, but we have the biggest military of everybody else.
Yeah, like,
and we have the most embassies in every country than everybody else too.
Yeah, we gotta swing our big dick somewhere.
we gotta take over some country for the resources,
right?
But even the elections that they're having with other countries, we have to get involved, which costs more money too, as well. And it's just crazy the amount of things going on this year and what's been happening.
Yeah.
We're not even finishing the year yet, and it's going to be just insane.
I'm curious to see what happens this year because it's, you know, it's going to be interesting.
I had a whole section about the election thing, but we're going to wait till Chris comes because that's a whole nother hour of talking.
Yeah, we'll have to plan that out. I have the same set days off again. So
yeah, I'm going to work with Chris, and we'll try to figure out a day where we can come in and have her sit down, even though we all live far away. I think I got another bracket for him to fix. Somebody broke the bracket again. That concealed metal bracket.
Are you serious?
They put the lift. It was okay, so they drove the lift. They didn't realize the bracket's there. He comes down with that scissors lift and comes right on top of him.
Oh my God. Do you work with a bunch of barbarians?
It wasn't my workers.
Oh, okay.
It was somebody else did it.
Oh, well, bunch of barbarians.
Yeah.
My statement still stands.
Yeah. Whether we're here or we go to Chris's house, I don't know what's next.
Yeah, we'll have to figure it out. And you gotta
do these more often.
Yeah.
Well, I need to work on the remote webcam, Zoom styles. I might, if I can't work it out here, I'll go to the shop and do it.
Yeah.
What's it called? ZV? Was it some other program I have? I'm using with the templates. I actually gotta buy it now though. So I'm waiting to get everything all set up. That way I could get it all done.
Yeah.
And we could do that more often. That way we're not in the studio all the time.
Yeah, which is.
I mean, this is what it is. I mean, if I live closer to each other, we definitely have a better.
Just work on buying a house.
Yeah, that's where all the money's going to right now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
How
is that search going anyway?
Diamond in the rough, pretty much.
Fair.
I'm being patient. I'm not going to force anything or go somewhere I don't like.
No, not only that, but like I've noticed when you start overlooking, you start finding nothing.
Yeah.
You kind of have to just put a couple save searches as I do like with Zillow and just see what pops up as the weeks go by or the months go by. Yeah. And just let that nest egg just grow so that way, you know, maybe you find something that you didn't think was in your price range but then now is. So.
Yeah, and also you got to be patient. Every day I go day and then if I don't look at it I just close it next. Go back to what I'm doing.
Yeah, I get the notifications when like a new piece of property pops up, and I was like, okay, cool, I'll take a look at it. I'm like, should I not? Nah, okay.
And no force an outcome either.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like because like I go in there and I know what I want to offer, and I'll look at what they're asking. I'm like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, sometimes it's. Cost in your budget, but you also got to put in 50 to 100 grand into it.
Yeah, and that's if you know that's if you're looking at something you know on the lower end of things.
Yeah,
but still, there's no real such thing as a lower end of the market because unless you're looking at a house that's under 200 grand,
there's nothing under 200 grand right now.
I mean, there is, but it ain't even up to like you know trailer you know a trailer standard.
Yeah.
You know, like
I think that market's just gone. We got to start. It's a seller's market. So you definitely
it's pretty bad. I know there was a house in my neighborhood that was selling for $150,
mm-hmm.
and they had some really nice photos of it. And I was like, "There's no way this house is in my neighborhood."
Mm-hmm.
And it was granted they were all 3D imaged photos. So I was like, "Okay, cool. Let me go check it out." Found the address. It was only like 3 minutes from my house. Drove over there. And I shit you not, it was just bricks. It was just the frame of the house.
Wait. Is it the one that was $199?
I think so, yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
It's red, right? The red bricks? I know which one. I know exactly what you're talking about. They wanted $199,000 for a frame of the house.
Yeah, and it was
no
just...
No roof, nothing.
No. Yeah, there was nothing
just
there.
Just a wall.
Just four walls. And the kicker was I walked onto the property. There was just a almost looked like a spigot that what I think is a toilet. It was so bad.
The whole thing, you know?
Yeah. And I'm just like, wow. Like that's what 200 grand gets you nowadays.
Yeah. I think for me in my budget, I'm going to have to go into I found nice ones for around 375.
That's where I'm looking. Yeah. I'm looking around like. Max 415 is my max, absolute max.
Yeah.
You know, any higher than that, like we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to go on OBT.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have the money saved to put down 20%, and then have the budget of fixing it and also affording the mortgage while I'm fixing it too.
Right. That's where you know, anything that we get into, like, you know, things that need to be fixed need to be kept down to a bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know, like if it's a matter of like updating a kitchen, okay, cool, no problem.
Everything at that house I was looking at was all cosmetic. Right. Trees, flooring, and a little outdoor things.
Right. And that's perfect. And that, those are things that you can address over time while you're living there.
Yeah.
You know, aside from flooring, I think should always
be. Well, I got somebody who does flooring. I'm not doing this for myself. Yeah. I got a plug.
If you got the money to do it, why do it yourself?
Save your back.
That's exactly. That's what I always say.
Like, and your knees too.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I brought my car over to Chris's place.
That was a venture too.
That was.
I'm still putting that video together. I have it almost done.
Yeah. That was a very interesting day.
I think I have, what video is next? I was working on one. Oh, it was Chris's. Okay, it was the 4th of July weekend. We work in there.
Oh, yeah.
That was when we took the truck to the hardware store. All three of us were together. Remember that?
That wasn't the 4th of July weekend.
When was that?
The day we went to, that was the
That was the day for your Kia.
Yeah, was the day for the Kia. We didn't film on 4th of July.
We did. I was with Chris that day.
Oh, you were there before I got there.
Before you got there,
yeah.
We did a little rundown.
Yeah, I think you pulled out the camera a few times while we were all there. But yeah,
by the time we got there, it was just chilling.
Exactly.
But I've got that video. I've got us with the. I have the camera actually. We're all three in the truck.
Yeah,
and going. That's, down the
I can't wait to see that. Like, yeah. God.
Chris is like, you guys hear that truck die? And we're like, no. Yeah.
Looking around like, wait, yeah. What?
Die.
We're still rolling.
And then the red, you know, the light was yellow. He's like, we ain't stopping. Nope.
Nope.
That's funny.
That's great.
That's definitely something I'm gonna be uploading soon.
Look forward to seeing
that, and then we'll get everyone back together. We'll get Chris back in here, and we'll definitely discuss more things. But
we should do a podcast in the truck.
In the truck?
In the truck.
I was thinking of doing it at his house by the lifts over there.
Yeah, I think we should just have one wide angle, like a camera sitting on top of the hood.
Yeah.
Like the hood chiming in.
Yeah.
And we have the mics just kind of propped up in the truck.
You could.
Yeah. You could. I mean, it would be kind of cool, you know, do like a 45 minute little talk in there.
Yeah.
It'd be the funniest thing, though.
Bring all these big lights and everything.
Too. Wouldn't even need to, really. As long as we do it out in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah.
It would be fine. Fun.
I always think about wanting to do a podcast at his house, set it up and things.
I think his house would be perfect, yeah. It wouldn't be that hard to set up either.
Yeah, we'll do it.
He's got plenty of room there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just, you know, he would be on board either way. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He'd be like, all right, I guess this is what we're doing today.
Yeah. It's definitely something to plan in the future for. I know I know you got to head out of here. I'm going to start packing things up too. But I appreciate your calls coming in for this.
Yeah, no problem.
Sit down, and then we'll get Chris in here next time. But what's your Instagram? That way they remember it.
Oh, my Instagram? Great question.
You don't even remember his Instagram.
Parzival 1408.
So if you want to see his Instagram and his photography magic, go to Parzival, what was it?
1408.
Parzival 1408.
Yeah.
If you can't find it, then go to mine, which is at C. Gopalgo.
Yeah,
I follow him.
Way easier.
Yeah.
I think mine has two Z's in it, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
That way you guys know, and then they will actually find you somewhere. Yeah. You know, not just some mythical creature.
I mean, I'm not hard to find. Just look for somebody hobbling around.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So, all right, let's out of here. Appreciate you guys watching this video. See you guys later.
Appreciate everyone who stayed for the whole video. Be sure to leave a like. Comment if you have any suggestions or input for the podcast, or if you want something for us to talk about, be sure to leave a comment in the comments below. Hope you guys have a good day.